Ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Marianne Martin from Eugene, Oregon sends this question with love. Dear Dr. Science, who is the smartest person in the whole world?
It's a toss-up between Willard Scott and Dr. Joyce Brothers. Willard has the most rigorously disciplined mind I've had the pleasure to observe. To watch the man in action, morning after morning, creating seamless transitions from unrelated item to item, all the while maintaining the illusion of effortless good cheer and mindless optimism, well, I can't say enough about the man. But then you have Dr. Brothers, the Hugh Downs of modern psychology. One part Ann Landers and three parts Wernher von Braun. You know what I'm trying to say here? Snoopy meets Linus Pauling. Am I making myself clear? Words fail me. I watch them both all the time. Enough said.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Dear Dr. Science, writes Bob Seifert from Glendale, Arizona, is the amoeba really the lowest form of life?
No, the lawyer is the lowest form of life. Belonging to the species Counsellus parasitus, they're recognized by their cry, "We'll sue, we'll sue." They have few natural enemies, and if it weren't for the fact that they are cannibalistic, the country would already be overrun with lawyers. Of their mating habits, well, one lawyer builds a nest out of heaps of paper and chirps, "Merger, merger," hoping to attract another lawyer in a passing BMW. If one stops, they do a dance, grunting, "Party the first part," then shed their jackets, have a cigarette, and take 10% of everything in sight. Then they leave. They don't lay eggs, yet every day there are more lawyers. It's just one of nature's ugly mysteries.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Christine Jones from Chula, Washington writes, Dear Dr. Science, why is a generally responsible and stable person like myself obsessed each morning with listening to anything as fatuous as Dr. Science?
First of all, let me thank you for the compliment. My edition of the Scientist's First Dictionary of Non-Scientific Things Like Language tells me that fatuous means the product of a noble mind. Yeah, I like to think my mind's first of all noble, then thrifty, cheerful, kind. As to why you find yourself obsessed with the Ask Dr. Science show, gee, I wish I could help, but I'm as far from a psychologist as you can find. My personal experience with obsessive behavior is limited to a deep fixation I had at the age of 13 with induction coils. A few years later, I had a thing for 5U4 rectifier tubes, but that only lasted a few weeks. So the only encouragement I can offer you is, you'll probably grow out of it. And if you don't, well, be thankful I'm not a TV evangelist.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science.